Ephesians 4, verses 11, 12 from the New Version International. This is two verses for us today that the Lord wants to give us today. And the word of God says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Father, we pray at this moment and asking, Lord, that you please talk to us, speak to us in the deep of our hearts. You know what we need. You know everything about your servants. You know everything about your children. And we ask you in this moment that you will be for us. And thank you so much in Jesus' name. So in these verses and in the context of these verses also, we can see that the Lord urged us to live a life, a worthy life for the calling that he already called us, that we already received, that being humble, gentle, patient, and bearing one another in love, making every effort to keep unity in the spirit through the bond of peace. So the Lord urges us to live in that way because he gives us the task in order to equip his people. That is a wonderful call that we receive, not only to equip us, but he's calling us to equip others. This is a great responsibility, a great privilege, but a great responsibility. So as part of the process of training leaders, we are instruments in God's hands. So we have a very great task to train and build up many servants of God that he called for the ministry. We ourselves have been called by God to serve him. We are his servants. Luke 6:40 says, the student is not above the teacher, but everyone is fully trained will be like their teacher. The Lord is our teacher. He is the one who called us, and he called us to be like him, like our teacher. We must be prepared. We must be trained to be the instruments that he wants us to be. He wants to transform our lives, and I'm very sure that he already did in many ways. In many ways, I'm waiting for that transformation. No, he already did in many ways in our lives. But also the Lord wants to use us for the transformation of other people, other servants, others that he called for to serve in his kingdom. The word train comes from the Greek is katartizo. It means training, perfected to man, to arrange, to restore, to perfect, to complete, to seek perfection, to have prepared. It will provide, will learn. That's amazing what the Lord gave us to you and to me. To restore, to perfect, to complete. So everything that we are doing to serve the Lord is to be perfected every time. So God desires that our life to be effective, fully trained in communicating, proclaiming, teaching, guiding, and be channels of blessings. And we are channels of blessings. We need to consider being channels of blessing because the blessing of God needs to be from us to others. You are a blessing, and I am a blessing from God. He wants to bless others, not only us, but he wants that through us to bless others. And I believe, and I can testify, in MBC, I receive blessing. And now the Lord is giving me the opportunity, and to you also, to be a blessing to others. So we have the privilege to be prepare ourselves, but now we have been given the responsibility to prepare others to serve the Lord for that great calling to work in his kingdom, to serve in his kingdom. The word of God in Ephesians 2:22 says, build on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you are two being built together to become dwelling in which God lives by his spirit. We need to continue being built in the Lord Jesus Christ day by day, not only because we finish a diploma or we finish a degree. We said, okay, I finished everything. I don't need to continue learning. No. That is not a good idea. Not a good idea, especially in these times. So we need to continue being built in the Lord for our own good, but also for the good of the church. A phrase of mine that I wrote in 2015, July 2015, said spiritual training put us in a process of holiness to be suitable instruments for a work with eternal results. And that's true. The training that we are having, you and me, it put us in the process of holiness. So that means that we're still in the process of holiness. We're still there because the Lord wants us to be instruments in his hands for eternal results. So it is not just about training others, because we ourselves, we were called by the Lord, the creators. And that is something that always amazed me. The creator of everything, God, our Father, our Savior, he looked at you, he looked at me, and he called you, he called me. And now he gives us a responsibility to prepare others. Wow, it's a big responsibility. And every time that I am in the class with the students reading the words and everything, and I say, oh my goodness, it's a great responsibility. But praise the Lord, because he called us. That's something that I always is something that give me the strength to continue. He looked at me, because you know what? Sometimes, I don't know if this happened to you, but this happened to me. Sometimes I said, I don't have the ability. I can do it. Always I'm looking something that, but if the Lord called me, if the Lord called you, it's because he knows that you can do it, that I can do it. Praise the Lord for that. So we need to be channels where his word is going to pass through to others. We need to be channels of blessings so the Lord can bless others. But we cannot be channels with full of everything that is like barriers that is not letting flowing his word. We need to take care of that. We need to take care of our own relationship with the Lord. Not because we already have an education or something, we say, okay, I'm done. No, we need to continue being learners, and always we continue to be disciples. We are called teachers or professors, instructors, but we never stop to be disciples of Christ. Because if we stop doing that, what we are going to offer to others? How we are going to edify others if we ourselves are not being edified by the Lord with his word, with his presence? In the last fires, the dams in California were empty of water, no water there during the fires. The dams were useless. So there's no water. It's not accomplishing the mission that they were made for, what they were made. So how are we going to be those channels of blessings if we ourselves are not being edified in Christ? How? With his word, in his presence. We need to be always in his presence. The best place. We can say, my home is the best place I can be. Or NBC is the best place I can study. But the best place in the whole universe is the presence of God, of the Almighty. So we need to have that in mind always, to knowing the Lord, because knowing God implies relationship and communion. If we lost that, we are not going to be a blessing for others. So we need to continue having this communion with God so that blessing can flow always, But if this is not happening in our lives, we are going to be left empty. We are not going to give nothing to others. We are going to start giving what we have, but we don't have nothing if we are not receiving from the Lord. So the training that God gives us is to make us mature Christians and to help us to be also like filter Christians that can immediately realize what is false doctrines and teachings. And it's not surprising that today are many false teachings and people are being deceived. Therefore, our duty is to be trained to be mature Christians in a spiritual life. We need to have this in mind. And we play a very important role in the lives of those that we are preparing. In this case, in NBC, we play a very important role, brothers and sisters, training them to be competent in carrying the word of God in this world, to continue bringing the word of God to the souls. Let us not stain it spiritually. Do not stop praying and reading the word of God, fasting and seeking his presence always. When we need to make a sermon, we read the word of God, but no, we need also to have our own time reading the word of God. Let us not conform with what we have. Let us seek to be trained efficiently. We need to continue learning day by day. Jude 1:20 says, "But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith in praying in the Holy Spirit." Wow, praise the Lord that the Holy Spirit is still working in our lives day by day. It's wonderful that we can have communion with our Lord in every moment, every time, every circumstances of our life. Sometimes hard circumstances, but the Lord is there. And we need to be also near of the Lord always. So in the context and later text of Ephesians 4:11-12, we have some steps to continue being edify ourselves in the process of the Christian life and building up the church, having a worthy life in God, be humble, strive in maintaining the unity of the Spirit, abide in the doctrine of God that has given us, recognize the grace we have been given, and grow in unity and knowledge of Jesus Christ to continue grow in love. How do we continue to prepare and grow in spiritual maturity to be a blessing to those around us? Not only the students, but in the church, our neighbors, our relatives, family. How? And also the generation of students that we have today and to come, that training from the Lord never ends. The training of the Lord never ends with a diploma or a degree. In fact, his training lasts meanwhile we are here in earth. You are in training, I am in training. We still in some area or another. His training makes us to be catartizo, perfected, to complete, to seek perfection, well learned. And the word catartizos with S at last means perfection. So his training brings blessing and spiritual maturity, not only for us, but also for those that are seeing us, our lives. Seek your communion with God and allow the Lord to continue preparing you and put you in the training where he wants to use in behalf of others. And the blessings will flow. Do not let become obsolete. No. We must continue being edifying Christ and applying what we learn, with what we have learned, to have something to give. Attaining to the whole measure, the fullness of Christ.